Today's scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 17 verses 3 to 10.
今日的經文是從路加福音第17章3到10節。
We'll first read this responsively first in English and then in Cantonese.
我們會用英文用啟應的方法讀,再用廣東話用啟應的方法讀。
Luke chapter 17 verse 3. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turn to you 7 times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith.
And the Lord said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and you will be obeyed you.
Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table?
Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink? A matter of words, you will eat and drink.
Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded?
So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded,
say, we are unworthy servants.
We have only done what was our duty. Luke 17:3. 你们要谨慎，若是你的兄弟得罪你，就劝戒他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。 使徒对主说：求主增加我们的信心。你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：你快来坐下吃饭呢？ 仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他们吗？我们一起读第10节。这样你们做完了一切的吩咐的，只当说：我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份做的。God
bless the reading and hearing of His word. Please be seated.
请坐，神祝福听嘅同埋读佢嘅经嘅说话嘅人。
The message title from Pastor Wilson Chang is Practicing Forgiveness.
今日程牧师所讲嘅题目系。 练习宽恕。
This sermon is a two-parter. The first part will cover verses 3 to 6 today and the remainder 7 through 10 next time.
我们今天的 講到咧分兩次，第一次咧會講3至6節，然後第下一次咧就會講7至60節。
You know, we recently had a message on forgiveness. Matthew 18 is the parallel passage for Luke 17.
我哋最近講過一次，講到喺馬太福音嘅18章，亦都係講到饒恕係同呢段嘅經文咧係平衡嘅。
But I think you would agree with me, we're not naturally relationally generous.
但我相信你同我都會好同意，我哋喺關係上邊，我哋其實唔係咁寬容嘅人。
And that's why we need to visit this principle often in God's Word.
所以你要經常要翻到嚟呢個神嘅話語，講到呢個原則嘅上邊。
Because there are plenty of people who are generous in many certain ways.
因為喺世界上面有好多嘅人喺好多方面都好寬容。
But you need to ask yourself this morning, are you generous on the inside?
但你今天要问一下自己，你在你的心里面，你是不是一个宽容的人呢？
You know who you are.
你知道你是哪一个？
You look at people and you disdain them. You believe that they don't deserve God's grace and mercy.
你看看其他人，你会藐视他们，你心里面想说他们不配得神的恩典和怜悯。
You say, oh, that person or those people over there, forget them.
你说,哇,那些人啊,不用理他们啦,他们不配。
And you just criticize them.
然后你会批评他们。
You're exacting a price from them.
你在他们里面去给了一个价值他们。
So you're actually completely ungenerous. You're ungenerous inside, relationally.
你的心里面其实在这个关系上面,同人的关系上面是不宽容的。
Because you're not giving the people the credit, giving them the benefit, giving them the benefit of the doubt.
因为你并没有是真的在从一个客观的角度上面去评估他们。
And therefore you're completely ungenerous relationally to them.
所以你对他们是不会宽容。
See, there's a specific form of relational generosity the Bible speaks about, and that's forgiveness.
咁喺我哋睇嘅经文里边，特别系讲到一个关系上边嘅宽容，就系讲到饶恕。
And it's fairly often brought up in the scriptures because it's something that must characterize all Christian believers. It must.
呢个特征喺圣经上边时常嘅出现，因为呢个特征一定需要喺个基督徒嘅生命上边去表现出嚟。
Forgiveness, yes, that's what we're talking about, because there are people out there or in here that owe you relationally.
我们要讲到饶恕，因为在外面，在里面，有很多人都在关系上面好像是欠了你的。
They owe you because of how they've treated you.
他们欠了你，因为他们怎样去对待你们。
And you might hold that over them.
你会去因着这件事呢，你去要他们去偿还。
You might be more demanding on them because of that.
因为这样你对他们的要求更加多。
And you might even just keep it inside and hold it in against them.
你可能将这件事不断地放在心里面 去怀恨在心。
Obviously, that's not being rather generous relationally inside.
那你表明了我们在里面，我们的心里面，我们不是宽容。
For to be relationally generous means you release, you let it go.
你宽容待人就即系话你要去放手。
You forgive.
你去饶恕。
So let's talk about forgiveness, because that's one of the most important. In fact, I would say it's in the top three of the most important characteristics of Christians.
我可以讲话宽容呢样嘢喺基督徒嘅身份嘅特征上边头三样其中一样最重要嘅。
And as I said earlier, Luke 17 is a classic passage to this. It's parallel to Matthew 18.
我头先讲过啦，路加福音十七章呢段嘅经文同马太福音第十六章系同一个平衡嘅十八章，系一个平衡嘅经文。
If you don't mind, I think I got the numbers right here. Slide 26, or the first slide on the sermon slides. It's Matthew 18 and Luke 17. I think you got it up there. Thank you. There are parallel passages in many ways. There are masterful passages that talk a lot of what it means to forgive.
这个经文呢，很重要的就是讲到说什么叫做饶恕。
And so let's notice what it teaches first.
我们首先要看看它教导什么。
We see the great demand of forgiveness on the forgiver.
我们看到它对于一个要饶恕的人呢，他们有一个很大的要求，很高的要求。
Secondly, we see the practice of it, exactly how you do it.
第二就是说我们怎样去实践饶恕。
And thirdly, you see the necessity to forgive.
然后第三就是说为什么需要饶恕。
Okay, so you with me? The great demand. It's demanding. Forgive us on the forgiver. Secondly, the practice. How do you do it? And thirdly, the necessity of forgiveness.
重复一次就是，第一就是对于那个饶恕人的他有一个很大的要求，第二就是说怎样去实践，第三就是说为什么要需要去饶恕。
I don't know about you, but what startled me when I looked at this passage carefully is, did you notice that Jesus starts talking, when he starts talking about forgiveness, what did the disciples say in verse 5?
有没有留意到第五节当耶稣讲到说饶恕的时候，那些门徒第一个反应是什么呢？
Samuel, if you don't mind, hit slide 5. Increase our faith.
他说求主加增我们的信心。
That's another word saying, we can never do that, Lord. What are you talking about? We can't do that.
换句话说，他对耶稣说，主啊，我们怎么可以做得到这样的呢？我们做不到的。
Just by that phrase, increase our faith, do you see the great demand forgiveness puts on the forgiver?
你就看看这句说话，求主加增我们的信心，你看看饶恕这件事对于饶恕者那个要求是多么大。
So what is it that Jesus is saying here?
咁耶稣喺度讲乜嘢咧？
Notice the challenging demand it places on the forgiver.
睇到嗰个对于饶恕者嗰个挑战嚟几咁深，几咁大。
It's pretty extreme. Verse 4. Sam, if you don't mind, verse 4, he says, if your brother sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him.
我们看回第四节，他说，倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
Now, to understand verse 4, you need to know that the number 7 was symbolic. Symbolic to the ancient Jewish people.
因为明白第四节讲什么，你要明白呢，七这个数字对于以前的犹太人来讲，那个象征的意义是什么。
Right, those are the people that Jesus is addressing in Luke 17.
路加福音第十七章耶稣所讲的这段说话呢，就是对当时那些犹太人，传统的犹太人所讲的说话。
Jesus didn't say, if you come twice, five times, he said the number 7.
耶稣并不是说你来两次，你来五次，耶稣是说你来七次，七这个数字。
And if you've heard many sermons on forgiveness, you know, or you've heard sermons on Luke 17, you know. The number 7, as you know, probably, you know, it means completeness, a complete number.
你可能听过七这个数字其实代表一个完全完整的数字。
It means fullness, perfection.
意思就是圆满的，是没瑕疵的。
So if, for instance, if some Middle Eastern monarch today invites you to dinner, says, come to my feast. May you eat 7 fish.
咁譬如今日有一个中东嘅君主嚟到，要邀请你嚟食一餐饭，你话你嚟食七条鱼。
He's really not saying to you, I want you to eat 7 fish, or we're going to have a 7 course dinner with 7 fish.
佢并唔系话同你计食咗几多条鱼，食够七条，或者系食七个餸咁多。
Right, he's not saying that.
他不是这样说。
He's saying, may you fill up, completely fill up.
他说愿你呢吃的时候呢是很饱满足，完全的去填满。
May you eat to the full, till you have no more room.
愿你呢吃到呢饱饱满满这样，你没其他位置放其他食物了。
Seven's the perfect number.
七是一个完全的数字。
Beyond which no more is possible.
你说七之后呢，不可以再加任何的东西。
You need to understand that.
你要明白。
To know what the passage is saying. So when Jesus says, if someone comes to you 7 times in a day and asks forgiveness, you must forgive them. Be careful. Understand what he's saying.
所以当耶稣说，当那个人来七次去要求你饶恕的时候，你要小心，你去明白耶稣说什么。
It's common sense. You realize literally that's not really likely to occur, right?
这个好像一个常识咁样，你知道嗰个人咧唔会翻嚟七次去求你饶恕。
Because if somebody really repents, it's not going to happen, right? This is not going to happen 7 times, right?
如果嗰个人饶恕要去悔改嘅时候，佢唔会走嚟去寻求七次嘅饶恕。
Right, he or she won't be coming to you again and again and asking you for forgiveness for the wrong done to you, right?
佢唔会一次又一次咁样去翻嚟求你去饶恕佢所做过错嘅嘢。
He says, if a person comes and wrongs you 7 times and says, I was wrong, please forgive me, you must forgive if he or she truly repents. That's what the text says.
经文说，如果他七次回来要求你饶恕的时候，你要去饶恕他。
But you and I, right? We're rational people, right? We say, by the fourth time, I'm going to question whether you're sincere about that.
但你和我们知道，当那个人第四次回到来的时候，我们都去质疑他究竟是不是真的真心与悔改。
Right? We're not clueless, right? You'll think to yourself, this person is not really repenting.
我们不是真的这么蠢，我们会去怀疑究竟这个人是不是真的要求饶恕，是不是真的要悔改呢？
Because repentance is a change of heart, right? You keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
因为悔改是会改变，是你的心是需要改变，但是你一次又一次这样去做同一样的事。
Don't misunderstand Jesus here.
你唔好误解耶稣所讲嘅说话。
Don't get sidetracked.
你唔好去转移咗视线。
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣所讲嘅系乜嘢咧？
When he says if someone sins against you 7 times in a day, he's saying something worse than you think.
耶稣所讲嘅系比你所想象嘅更加差。
He is saying if a person would wrong you in a full, complete way, or the worst way possible for you, you must forgive him.
耶稣是说，当那个人去 得罪你，得罪到一个地步是你是你不能够想象的，是一个这么差的地步，一个这么完全的地步的时候，你仍然要去饶恕他。
Imagine the worst thing anyone could possibly do to you. Imagine that.
想想一个人可以对你做一件最坏的事情，最差的事情是什么？
That means you're thinking up something different than I, because we're all different, right?
可能我们想的东西都会不同。
Right? Because what really bothers you might not only just irritate me, right? And vice versa.
可能有些东西会令到你很不开心，或者令到你很烦的，那些东西可能未必会影响到我。
And so, for a moment, imagine the worst thing somebody could do to you.
所以去想下，有一样嘢，那个人用一做一件最坏的事去得罪你，是乜嘢？
Jesus says, if you're my follower, if you're my disciple, if you're one of my people, and someone wrongs you in like that, you must forgive them.
耶稣话：如果你系我嘅跟随者，而嗰个人系咁样去得罪你嘅时候，你仍然要去饶恕佢。
And so no wonder the disciples say.In verse 3, increase verse 4, increase our faith.
所以这些门徒在第四节他们说求主去加增他们的信心。
Because that's a nice way for the followers of Jesus to say, that's impossible. It takes a super duper Christian to do that.
因为个门徒心里面想的其实就是说有什么可能人可以这样做这样去饶恕呢？没可能。
Super spiritual person can do that. Not us, Lord.
只有一个超级属灵的人才可以这样去饶恕，我不可以。
Lord, you'll have to miraculously increase our faith.
他说神啊，你要去用神迹去加增我们的信心，我们才可以这样做。
Do you get what increase our faith means? The disciples in response to the demand of Jesus? It's impossible for us.
所以你知不知道门徒说加增他们的信心是什么意思呢？因为对他们来说这件事是不可能的。
But you can't say if you're a follower of Christ,It's ridiculous. You can't shrink from this great demand, this great challenge that God is giving you.
但我们是真正耶稣的跟随者的时候，我们就不可以在这个挑战里面去退缩。
You can't shrink from the challenge. You can't just say, like the disciples saying, it's a superhuman standard.
你不可以只是说这个是超乎人的能力可以做。
There's a little phrase here that almost comes to notice unless you realize.What it's saying. That's why you got to read the scriptures slowly, carefully.
当中有一句小小的句子，可能不是很容易俾我哋察觉到，所以我哋需要去小心去慢慢去读。
And that little phrase in verse 3 that you need to pay careful attention to, or you'll miss the meaning, is so watch yourself. So watch yourself.
那句说话就在第三节一句很短的说话，就话你们要谨慎，你们要谨慎。
That's verse 3. Thanks so much, Sam. If your brother sins even 7 times, you must forgive him. Isn't that interesting? He says, if someone hurts you and harms you, watch yourself.
他说如果你的弟兄去得罪你呢，纵使是7次，你都要去饶恕。你不觉得很有趣吗？有个人去得罪你，但是耶稣说你要去谨慎。
That's not what usually happens, right?
这个不是正常平时会发生的事。
Because think with me, when someone wrongs you, we pay a great deal of attention to that person, to the wrong that's done to me.
因为那个人得罪你的时候，你全部的注意力都集中在那个得罪你的人的身上，同埋那件得罪你的事情。
We rack over that. Why did you do that to me?
我们问为什么你要这样对我呢？
And Jesus says immediately, when someone wrongs you, you should pay a lot of attention to whom? You, yourself.
但耶稣说，当人去得罪你的时候，你要注意谁呢？你要注意回你自己。
What's inside you? Your heart, the core of your being.
在你的心里面，你的中心里面是什么？
Hebrews 12:15, this is slide 27. Hebrews 12:15 says, See to it that no root of bitterness...springs up and causes trouble and by it many become defiled
在希伯来书的12章第15节他说又要谨慎恐怕有人失了神的恩恐怕有毒根伸出来扰乱你们因此叫罪人沾染污秽
The author of Hebrews is really giving a commentary on what Jesus is saying in Luke 17
希伯来书的作者其实就好像去解释耶稣在路加福音里面所说的话
Right? The warning of Hebrews 12:15 is, watch out when someone wrongs you. If you stay angry at them, destruction, danger will happen.
希伯来的作者去警告我们说, 当人得罪你的时候, 你要小心, 因为摧毁的事情可以去发生。
You see, unrighteous anger will always tell you it's not anger.
一个不公义的愤怒通常都会说你听说我们不是愤怒。
Anger will always say to you, I just want justice.
愤怒通常都会说我只是想要公义伸张公义。
Anger will tell you something, I just want the truth.
愤怒会说你听说我只是想要这个真理而已,事实,真理。
Hebrews 12:15 says, if you hold on to anger, it will defile you.
他说如果你是只是拿着这个愤怒的时候,这个愤怒就会去摧毁你。
You see, looking at the root of a word can help you. That's why, for those of you who are in high school and college, you know that. You're in English class, you're called to look at roots of the word. Roots of the word can help explain what that word means.
我们看一下那个字的字根的时候,特别讲的英文的时候,那个字的字根会影响到我们怎么去解释那个字的意思,特别当你知道你是读高中,读大学的时候,读英文的时候,你要知道字根的意思是什么。
So it's on slide 28. Word studies help us understand the depth of meaning that words try to convey to us.
去详细的去研究考究那个字的意思,帮助我们去明白那个经文的意思。
So let me try to guide you and help you in understanding the phrase root of bitterness as it appears in Hebrews 12:15.
所以我们尝试去了解一下希伯来书12章15节讲的读根那个字的意思是什么。
There's an older word for anger, and you see it in the Bible, wrath.
在英文来说,愤怒的另一个解法就是wrath这个字,同样中文的解释都是愤怒或者怒气。
But wrath doesn't mean only anger.
但这个不只是指怒气的意思。
Why is the meaning of wrath more than anger?
愤怒为什么会多过怒气这个字,意思更多呢?
Well, look at the root of the word.
你看一个字的字根。
You get the word wreath from the root of the word wrath.
在英文来说,wreath这个字根是来自wrath。
Right, wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H. What's a wreath?
那wreath是什么意思呢?
Christmas, think of Christmas. What's a wreath? A wreath is a set of branches, flowers, right? Or whatever, it's twisted, right? Twisted into a shape, usually round.
Wreath就是一个花圈,花枝杂杂埋埋,和一些树枝杂杂埋埋,好像我们圣诞有个大的树叶的圈在这里。What
does the word wreath mean? W-R-I-T-H-E.
Wreath这个字是什么意思呢?
That word also has the same root as wrath.
同样的字根是来自这个愤怒的字根。
Well, it means to twist continually.
Wreath这个字就是不断地扭曲翻腾。
Right, he writhes in agony on the ground as he hurt his knee.
就说好像一个人不断,膝盖受伤,然后在地上点来点去。
That means he squirmed, he tossed and turned on the ground.
他转来转去扭曲这样。
Well, this is slide 29. Wrath means then not just to be angry, but to be twisted, distorted by that anger.
那个愤怒不单只是讲愤怒的意思,就是当中有扭曲的意思,有歪曲的意思,因为被这个愤怒去怒气去扭曲。
You don't have to be an English expert to know that.
我们都很清楚明白这个是什么意思。
Because you know it as a human being, you become less joyful. You become a less joyful person.
因为我们不会再变得喜乐。
You will become a person who is inordinately afraid of trusting someone.
因为我们变得我们不想再去相信其他人。
Now, don't get me wrong, you shouldn't be gullible or naive. Obviously, you can't trust everybody, right?
没错,我们不可以相信任何每一个人。
But what happens, though, is you let anger twist you inside.
但如果你将这个怒气,让这个怒气在你的心里面去扭曲你的时候,
and you will be inordinately afraid to trust people.
你就会变得过度的不相信其他人。
And you know what happens? You become a hard, extracting, exacting person.
你就变得一个对人的要求太过严格, 对人很有严厉的要求的人。
I'm sure you've seen that happen to people. It's terrible.
你见过有些人会是这样?
Jesus says, watch yourself.
耶稣说你要小心,
if someone wrongs you, that high alert, that alarm should ring in your brain.
他说如果有人得罪你的时候,
Jesus says, watch your heart.
你说留意你的心,
do you do that?
你有没有这样做呢?
I don't do that. Do you do that?
我就不会了,你会不会呢?
No, you don't.
你不会的。
Therefore, because of the huge demand of forgiveness on the forgiver and the danger, you can't shrink from this challenge.
就是因为对于一个饶恕者的要求更加高,还有我们更加要去提防,要小心的时候,我们更加不可以在这个挑战面前去退缩。
So how do we do this?
那我们怎么做呢?
How do we practice forgiveness?
我们怎么实践饶恕呢?
You know, we live in a day and age, people don't even consider that.
我们会在这个世代里面,很多人甚至乎不会考虑饶恕人。
Because if you live in a place like New York City for long, you know we live in a heavily psychologized culture.
我们活在纽约这段时间,我们知道会在这个文化里面,很多是讲到心理上的影响的。
In which we lift up feelings as very, very important.
就意思说我们将这个我们的感受去提升一个更加高的地位。
And what that means is people say, well, if I'm mad at somebody and I can't forgive, I'm still going to be angry at them.
好像一个人说,如果一个人,我生气一个人,我会去饶恕他,但是我仍然会生气。
I don't know what to do about it, but I can't do anything about it.
我不知道可以怎样做,我甚至乎不可以做些什么。
Bible says, yes, you can. You can do something about it.
但圣经说你是可以做一些事。
Because according to Holy Scripture, forgiveness is granted. It's granted before it's felt. It's granted before it's felt.
因为根据圣经来讲,这个饶恕你要去给了人先,要在你感受到需要饶恕之先,你就要去给人。
It's practiced before it's felt.
在你感受到需要饶恕之先,你就要实践饶恕。
And there are three things you can do and that you must do if you're going to avoid being twisted on the inside by unrighteous anger.
如果你要防止被这个不义的怒气去扭曲你的心的时候,有三样东西你需要做。
And those three things are all here in the passage.
这三样东西都在圣经里面。
The first thing you must do is if you want to forgive somebody and you should want to forgive somebody, you must refuse to caricature the wrongdoer.
首先第一样就是说,如果你需要饶恕,或者你觉得你实在是需要饶恕的时候,第一样就是说,你不可以丑化那个得罪你的人。
Don't caricature them. Don't make them a cartoon villain. Identify with them.
你要去感受,去体认到他们的感受。
If someone wrongs you, the very first thing you do is what? You tend to disconnect. Discontinuity, right?
当有一个人去得罪你的时候,第一样你做什么呢? 就是说你跟他去断开,就是说你觉得你跟他是不同的。
Jesus is bringing out the fact, he says, if your brother sins, rebuke him. He's reminding you.
耶稣都提醒说,当一个人得罪你的时候,你要去劝诫他。
We emphasize discontinuity. Jesus says, he's talking about here Christians wrongdoing Christians.
耶稣在这里说,就是说一个基督徒去得罪另一个基督徒。
And he says, if someone wrongs you, remember that he's a brother, he's a sister.
他说,如果那个人得罪你的时候,你要记得他是你的弟兄,他是你的姊妹。
You're in the family of God. There's a commonality there.
你在一个神的家里面,大家是分享一个家。
So don't be fooled. Don't talk about the discontinuities. Talk about what you have in common. You're a child of God. That person's a child of God.
你不要只想你和他的不同,你要想想你们有相似的地方,你们都是神的儿女。
But obviously the Bible doesn't stop there, right? You can't just forgive believers. This is on slide 31, Mark 11:25. Jesus says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone,
但圣经说,你不可以只是饶恕主内的弟兄姊妹。在马可福音11章25节,他说,你们站着祷告的时候,若想起有人得罪你们,你当饶恕他,即是说任何的人,你都要饶恕。
See, it's not just Christians that you need to forgive.
所以不是只是基督徒我们需要饶恕。
The principle is the same.
个原则是一样。
If you want to forgive somebody, you must stress what you have in common.
如果你想去饶恕人的时候，你要去特别去看看你跟他的相似的地方。
Well, you might say, what do I have in common with a non-believer?
可能你会说，哦，我跟一个非基督徒有什么相似的地方呢？
Well, you're in the family of humanity. You're both made in the image of God.
就是说你们都是人，你们都是藉着神的形象去做。
You have to remember, you're both sinners by default, by nature, right? That's who you are, a sinner.
另一样就是说你跟他都是罪人，我们的本质就是一样。
So don't exclude yourself from that community. You're amongst a community of sinners, including you.
你就是属于一个社群，就是全部都是罪人的社群里面，你不要将自己跟他们那种去抽出来。
It's impossible to stay angry at somebody unless you feel a little superior to them.
如果你是去不断的去嬲一个人的时候，其实就你是觉得你自己去比他是更加好。
If someone has wronged you and you're really mad, it's because inside you're saying, I would never do anything like that.
如果有人去得罪你，令到你觉得很嬲的时候，你心里面其实是想就是说，我不会好像那个人这样去做这些。
Now there might be some truth to that. You might not do exactly something like that.
可能你不会做跟他所做的一式一样的事。
But the fact is, you are a sinner through and through. And certainly you could do something like that.
但事实就是说，你里面外面都是一个罪人，你是可以去做他所做的事。
See, to stay angry is to basically assume you have some higher nature than someone else.
就如果你是不断的去嬲一个人，就即系话你自己比嗰个人系更加高人一等。
And I think I got the slides messed up here. This is on I think 30 or 31. You must remind yourself you're both sinners. You also must remind yourself you're both human beings.
所以你一定要去提醒自己，你同佢都系罪人，你同佢都系人。
And that means you're made in the image of God. But what does that mean?
所以就系话你同佢都系藉住神嘅形象去做，咁系咩意思呢？
Well, it means that there's a richness with you. Human beings are complex, right? You're made in the image of God.
人是很複雜，被神藉著神的形象去做的時候，我們是一個很複雜的存在。
That's why theology is important. You got to look up in a theology book what image of God means.
所以你要想想神學的意思，說藉著神的形象去做是什麼意思呢？
And you'll see all sorts of things.
你會看到一系列很長的東西。
But the fact is, every human being has this and has that.
就是说每一个人会有这样的特质，那样的特质。
And we're like God in this way and that way.
我们在这方面好像神，在那方面又好像神。
And so, as slide 31 says, every human being is this rich, complex being of great dignity and worth.
就是每一个人是一个很丰富的一个被造的物，是有着这个尊严，有着这个价值。
And that's not how you feel about that person. When they wrong you.
但当那个人得罪你的时候，你不会去这样觉得那个人是我们刚才所讲的
特质。 What you and I do immediately is reduce them to what they've just done.
我们所做的就是说对那个人，将那个人 去降贬低到只是因着他所做那件得罪我们的事情那个层面。
Let me give you a simple illustration or example. If someone has lied to you, what do you do to them?
如果有个人欺骗你的时候，你会怎么做呢？
You say, see that person over there? That person is just a liar.
他说你看看那个人是一个讲大话的人。
But if you get caught in a lie, how do you rationalize it? You say, well, I'm complicated. I'm a multidimensional person. You know, I did it because this.
但如果你自己去讲大话，被人拆穿的时候，你会怎么讲呢？你会说，哦，我的心理很复杂的，我有不同的层面，我讲大话是因为这样这么多的原因，所以我讲大话。
Do you see the difference? You see yourself as a multidimensional human being, which you are.
你看自己的时候，你看自己一个很多面的一个人。
Right? We're complicated. There are many perspectives and aspects to us.
我们是一个很复杂的人，很多不同的层面。
But that other person, just a liar.
但是那个得罪我的人呢，他只不过是一个大话精。
You see what you've done? You're the human being made in the image of God. That person's a cartoon villain.
你睇下你自己就係直神做嘅人，而睇你嗰個得罪你嘅人咧，你只係睇佢一個醜化咗嘅人。
And so what you've done is you've excluded that person from the community of humanity.
你做嘅就係乜嘢咧？就係話你將嗰個人咧，從一個人類嘅社群裏邊咧，係特登係剔出嚟。
And you also have excluded yourself from the community of sinners.
同時間，你又將自己從一個罪人嘅社群裏邊去特登去挑出嚟。
Stop it! Stop it!
你唔可以再咁樣做。
You have to stop it.
你一定要去停止。
We do that. We need to see what we're doing.
我哋要睇清楚我哋自己做緊啲乜嘢。
You need to bring yourself down in humility. And you need to bring that person who wronged you up.
你要將自己去降返低，你要謙卑自己，反之你要將嗰個得罪你嘅人呢，將佢升返高。
On the same level.
去到同一個層面。
You and that person who has wronged you are the same.
你同嗰個得罪你嘅人，你哋其實係同一個等次。
So the first thing is you must not caricature the wrongdoer. You must identify with him or her.
所以你第一樣你要做嘅就係話你唔可以醜化嗰個得罪你嘅人，同時間你要體認到佢自己佢嗰個人嘅感受嗰個處境。
The second thing you must do is really the heart of the heart of the practice of forgiveness.
第二樣你做嘅就係、其實係一個講到點樣去實踐饒恕嗰個中心要做嘅嘢。
And I've mentioned this in other sermons before, and I'll also expand on it next time, so I won't spend too much time on it here. You have to surrender.Surrender your right for repayment.
你要去放棄你要求人哋回報你嗰個權利。
Pay the debt yourself.
你要使自己去付上呢個債。
Do you see what I'm saying?
嗰個欠你嘅債。
Must inwardly surrender the right to repayment.
你要去放棄自己追討呢個欠債嗰個權利。
And pay down the debt.Owed you yourself.
你要自己去替嗰個人償還佢所欠你嘅債。
You know, there are a number of words that could be used that the writers of Scripture could use for forgiveness.
喺呢個經文嘅作者有好多唔同嘅字眼可以用嚟去形容饒恕。
But the word here in Luke 17 is very, very specific, and it means basically to release a person.From financial debt.
但路加福音里边佢所用嘅呢个字咧，就系话将呢个人从佢嗰个经济上边所欠嘅债里边咧，去释放出嚟。
If you lend a person $2,000 and that person can't pay you back, what happens?
如果嗰个人争你$2,000，而佢唔能够偿还呢$2,000俾你嘅时候，有咩发生咧
？If you're going to forgive the person, what happens to the money?
咁如果你要去饶恕嗰个人，咁呢笔钱点样啊
？You lose.You eat it. You eat the debt.
咁呢笔钱就冇咗噶啦，嗰个债项你自己啃咗佢。
You absorb it. If that person can't pay, you absorb the debt.
嗰个债项你就自己去承担咗啦。
How do you forgive?
咁你点样饶恕咧
？It is a slide 32. You can only forgive if inwardly you forego seeking repayment.
只有你在心里面你放弃了追讨这个债项的权利的时候，你才可以真正的去饶恕。
Let me go a little deeper here.
我们再深一层去讲。
Most wrongs, as you and I know as human beings, are not financial wrongs.
很多时候人家得罪你的东西都不是因为经济上或者金钱上的问题。
People have not robbed you usually of money.
很多时候我们都不会被人去抢了你的钱。
They rob you and me.Of happiness.
佢哋搶你嘅就係話你嘅喜樂。
They rob you of reputation.
佢搶咗你嘅名譽。
They rob you of opportunity.
佢搶咗你自己嘅機會。
They rob you of joy.
佢搶咗你嘅喜樂。
So what does it mean to make the person pay?
咁要嗰個人去付呢個債係咩意思咧
？Well, the obvious answer is they made you unhappy. You make them.Unhappy.
好明显就系话嗰个人令到我唔开心，我要嗰个人都唔开心。
They made you hurt, you make them hurt.
嗰个人令到你受伤，你都要嗰个人受伤。
And there are three ways we do that. One is you directly hurt them.
有三方面我哋会咁做。第一就系话你直接去伤害佢。
You do things to make their life worse.
你做一啲嘢去令到佢哋嘅生命咧变得更加差。
For example, you go tell them off.
例如讲佢嘅坏话。
That you just make them feel bad.
你令到佢哋觉得好难堪。
The other way to hurt them is to get repayment. By getting repayment is to go to other people and ruin their reputation.
第二就系去你要。佢去付代价就系话你要去同其他人去讲佢坏话。
You gossip about them。
佢去诋毁佢，讲是非。
And you know you do it and you criticize them。
你知道你咁做，你去批评佢。
And the third way, and the most basic way, is not to do anything outwardly. You know what we do? Inwardly, we root against them。
第三，我哋做嘅嘢唔系外在，而系心里边做嘅嘢，就系话我哋怀恨在心。
You remind yourself of what they did。And you nurture that.
你去不断去提醒自己嗰个人做嗰个嘅嘢，然后咧你喺里边去生根。
And you remind yourself, and you replay the video, the memory video, over and over and over, so you could stay angry at them.
你不断嘅去重复佢向你所做嗰件咁差嘅事。
Again, you might not do anything exteriorly, but internally you root against them.
可能你唔系外在去做，而系你心里边你系怀恨在心。
And so, whenever you hear anything that goes wrong with them, you say, "Good, they deserve it."
如果当个人有啲咩唔好嘅嘢发生嘅时候，你就即刻好开心咁样谂，哇，抵佢啊咁样。
And every time you hurt them directly or indirectly, or even root against them, and see that something has gone wrong, you feel good about it.
而当你去无论系直接或者间接去伤害到佢，或者有啲咩事唔好嘅嘢喺佢哋身上发生嘅时候，你心里边都好雀跃。
Because the debt.Is being paid.
因为佢所欠你嗰个代价，佢而家喺度付紧。
And your heart is being twisted.
你嘅心系被扭曲。
And in the short run, you feel good because it feels like, hey, I'm getting repayment.
喺短期内可能你会觉得好开心，因为你觉得啊嗰个人系付紧代价。
But in the long run, you lose because the evil has come into you.
长远来讲你是失败了，因为那个邪恶是在你的里面。
And it's going to suck the joy out of your very life.
还有将这个邪恶会在你的心里面将这个喜乐慢慢慢慢去拿走。
It'll make you a hard person.
会使到你成为一个刚硬的人。
Because you're being twisted by your sinfulness.
因为你被你的罪去扭曲。
And so what should you do?
那你应该要做什么？
If you really give generously, you know, because many of you are generous, it's going to hurt.
如果你係好慷慨捐書嘅時候，事實上你哋都好慷慨，會做啲乜嘢？會有啲咩發生？就話你會去受傷。
Right? You know that monetarily. You give enough of your money away, it will hurt.
你知道當你去將你自己將錢去捐出嚟嘅時候咧，你係會受傷，你有傷害嘅，有損失。
That's what it means to be generous.
那个宽容，那个慷慨的意思就是这样的意思。
Same thing with forgiveness, relational generosity. If it's really generous, it will hurt.
同样的，在饶恕上面，如果你在同样的关系上面是宽容，是慷慨的时候，同样你都是受伤害。
If you go after the vengeance route, you go after the repayment, you might feel good in the short run.
如果你要去寻求报复，要去要人去要去償還俾你嘅時候，喺短期內可能你會覺得好好。
But you must see the danger in the long run. You'll be twisted, distorted inside.
但係長遠你嘅心係被扭曲。
And if instead you do these practices of forgiveness, it might initially feel hard.
但係如果你係去實踐饒恕嘅時候，短期之內可能你會覺得好困難。
You'll certainly feel the pain.
你會感到嗰個痛楚。
But in the long run.You'll be set free.
但是长远你会得到自由。
Okay. So, the Bible says you just forgive them. But it also says something else here, right? In verse 3, you confront them.
但是圣经不是只是说你去饶恕他们，第三节你说你要跟他们对质。
And, Samuel, if you don't mind, if you could shine up slide 3, because people in traditional culture need to see this. Because,If you're influenced by traditional culture, you don't do this. The Bible says you ought to do this. You need to confront in love.
我哋受住傳統嘅文化影響嘅時候咧，我哋好少會咁樣做。但係聖經話我哋一定要以愛去同人嗰個人去對質。
You see, take a look at the passage. If your brother sins, rebuke him. What does rebuke mean? You confront.
佢話如果呢個人得罪你嘅時候咧，你要去勸諫佢。咁係咩意思咧？
It doesn't say in the text you don't tell the person that they've done wrong.
個聖經並冇講話你唔好講俾嗰個人聽，佢點樣得罪你。
And it doesn't say that there because it's not loving to just let it go by.
因為如果你有得去咁樣做嘅時候咧，呢個唔係一個愛嘅表現。
Because they might do it to somebody else.
因為佢可能對佢可能對其他人做同樣對你所做嘅嘢。
But many of you might be thinking, ah, yeah, I like that word rebuke. I like that.
可能有些人说去劝谏是很好，我喜欢那个字。
Well, then you need to also compare Luke 17 with the parallel passage, Matthew 18.
但是你要去比较同一个平衡的经文，就是马太福音第十八章所讲的话。
And then you'll see what the Bible is talking about here.
你要看到圣经所讲的究竟是什么意思。
And if you don't compare, you won't see it.
如果你唔去比較嘅時候咧，你唔會睇到。
Because in Matthew 18 it says, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him.
佢話如果一個弟兄去得罪你嘅時候咧，你要同佢對質。
If he listens to you, you have your brother back in the fold.
佢話如果嗰個人去聽你嘅説話嘅時候咧，你就將嗰個人係奪回翻嚟啦。
Now you know what the purpose of the rebuke is.
咁你知道對質嗰個用意係乜嘢？
And now you also know why you have to be very careful in reading this verse.
同埋你都知道你需要好小心去睇呢段经文。
Because you and I mistake things a lot when we read the Bible carelessly. We say, oh, it says in Luke 17:3, if your brother sins and he repents, forgive him. So if he doesn't repent, I don't forgive.
咁你好多时咧，好唔小心去睇嘅经文，你会话。啊、当这个人去饶恕的时候我就饶恕他了。那是不是那个人不即是那个人你悔改的时候我们饶恕他，那那个人不悔改我们是可以不饶恕他呢？
If you have not inwardly forgiven the person before God and you go and try to rebuke them, you know what's going to happen?
如果你的心里面并没有去饶恕那个人，而你 去到他的面前去跟他对质去督责佢嘅时候，你知唔知有咩事发生咧
？Your reason for going to that person will be all wrong。
咁你去嗰个人嘅面前，嗰个原因就系完全嘅错误啦。
You're not going to love the person to wake them up, to help them to see their wrong, to avoid problems in the future. That's not your motive。
你并唔系因为爱去到嗰个人嘅面前同佢对质，你唔系想佢去改翻好喺前边系行翻正嘅条路，你并唔系咁嘅用意。
If you haven't forgiven them first, before the Lord, you're going back to make them feel bad. That's what you're doing.
如果你并没有在心里面，在神的面前去饶恕那个人，而你走到那个神的面前，走到那个人的面前的时候，你并不是真的要饶恕他。
You know, many of you think, I don't want to forgive. I want justice.
很多人会说我并不想去饶恕，我只想要公义。
And the Bible says, if you don't forgive,When you go to get justice, you won't get justice.
聖經說如果你不去饒恕，你想得到公義呢，你不會得到。
Because what happens when vengeance is your motive, the person won't respond well.
因為如果你的動機是報復的時候，那個人的回應不會是好的。
And you've just made the battle bloodier.
你只會令到這個交戰更加深。
You see, there's no contradiction here. Jesus in Mark 11:25 says, if you have anything against anybody, even as you're praying, forgive them.
他说在这两段经文并没有去互相违背。在马太福音18章他们说话，当你的心里面是当你祈祷的时候，你的心要去饶恕。
Luke 17:3 says, forgive them, you forgive them as they repent.
咁而路加福音所讲咧，就系话嗰个人去求饶恕、去悔改嘅时候咧，你要去饶恕佢。
There's no contradiction here because it's really saying you inwardly forgive immediately.
呢两段经文并冇矛盾，因为你嘅心里边咧系可以去饶恕。
Then you go and rebuke in order to reconcile.
然后你先至去到嗰个人面前去对质，为咗系要修复呢个关系。
In other words, the third thing you must will the good of that person
who did you wrong.
所以第三样嘢就系话你为咗嗰个得罪你嘅人嘅好处先至系咁样做。
You cannot say I forgive, but I don't want to see them ever again.
你唔可以话哦，我饶恕，但我唔想再见到嗰个人啦。
I forgive and I don't want anything to do with them.
我饶恕咁，但系我唔想同佢有任何嘅瓜葛。
Again, my time is up. I'll have to expand on that next time. But let me say this in closing.
咁最后我会咁样讲。
Let Jesus be king of your life.
让耶稣成为你生命里边嗰个王。
Only if you get out of your self-righteousness and say, "Oh, I don't need Jesus. I can earn my way to being good. I can earn my so-called salvation, and therefore God owes me a good life."
你唔可以再话我靠自己去赚到呢个救恩，神去欠咗我一个好好嘅生活生命。
Only when you say, "I am a sinner saved by sheer grace." Only the grace of God saves me because of what Jesus did on the cross.
你只可以话你嘅救恩系完完全全系出于恩典，完完全全系出于耶稣基督喺十字架上边为你而死。
He becomes your life when you believe that.
当你系咁样相信嘅时候，佢先至系进入到你嘅生命。
He becomes your self-worth. He becomes your source of love.
佢先至可以成为你嗰个爱嘅泉源。
And so it doesn't matter what people do to you.They can do all sorts of bad things to you.
所以不论人哋去对你做咗啲乜嘢坏嘅事。
And yes, you will hurt, and that will be hard, and that will be difficult. But in the end, they can't touch you.
佢哋系会伤害你，你会感到受伤，好困难。但系最尾，佢哋唔能够去搞扰你。
Because you'll be set free from sin's penalty.
因为到最后你会在这个罪的代价上面得到自由。
And so watch yourself. According to verse 3, even a mustard seed, tiny little mustard seed of God's grace, can turn you into a person who can forgive.
你看第三节，好像一个芥菜种那么小的信心，但是神可以使到你是成为一个能够饶恕的人。
And so what are you going to do today?Are you going to practice forgiveness?
咁你今日会做乜嘢咧？你会唔会去实践饶恕咧
？The truth will set you free.
你嘅真理会使到你得到自由。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
Though its demands upon us often are very difficult,
纵然系对我哋嘅要求好高、好困难
，but there's no better way to be set free from the bondages of sin.
但系冇其他嘅方法可以使到我哋从呢个罪嘅捆绑里边得到自由。
Than to receive from you the gift of grace.
唯有系从你里边去接受恩典。
Oh Lord, I pray that for all of us here.
我哋为呢度每一个人去祈祷。
Because we can all learn and have a heavy dose of relational generosity.
我哋每一个人都能够学习喺关系上边嘅宽容。
I pray, Lord, that your church would be full of people who are generous on the inside as well.
我哋祈祷你嘅教会嘅弟兄人系喺心里边系满有呢个宽容慷慨。
And when we do that, the world will take notice.
当我哋咁样做嘅时候，这个世界会留意到。
And say, "Where have you been? Where did you learn to do that?"
佢哋会问你哋究竟喺边度可以学到咁样做咧
？And they will inquire about the gospel.
他们会去询问这个福音。
We ask that would be so here at Grace Church.
我们祈祷我们恩约堂会是这样做。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。